This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month. He added that the new semiconductor unit in Jewar will attract investment of 3,700 crore rupees.
आज प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने कैबिनेट में सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट जो भारत का छठा सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट बनेगा वो जेवर उत्तर प्रदेश में बन रहा है उसको अप्रूव किया है। अब तक 5 सेमीकंडक्टर की यूनिट्स इंडिया सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन के तहत अप्रूव होने के बाद में बहुत तेजी से उसमें कंस्ट्रक्शन चल रहा है उन पांचों में और एक का प्रोडक्शन इस वर्ष 2025 से स्टार्ट हो जाएगा।
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड 5 semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction and with this 6th unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. He said students and entrepreneurs in 270 academic institutions and 70 startups are working on world-class latest design technologies for developing new products.
अब तक 270 यूनिवर्सिटीज एंड 70 स्टार्टअप्स में वर्ल्ड के लेटेस्ट जो सेमीकंडक्टर डिजाइन की टेक्नोलॉजीज होती है वो सब वहाँ पे हैंड्स ऑन ट्रेनिंग के लिए दी गई है और अब तो एक और स्टेप लिया माइक्रो कंट्रोलर और उसका पूरा बॉक्स का एक किट बना के नाउ दैट विल बी गिवन टू ऑल द यूनिवर्सिटीज सो दैट स्टूडेंट्स कैन एक्चुअली मेक न्यू प्रोडक्ट्स अपने आप नए एक्सपेरिमेंट करके नए तरीके प्रोडक्ट बना सके स्टूडेंट्स वैसा ध्यान में रखा गया है और ये जो सेमीकंडक्टर की ट्रेनिंग एकेडमिक institutions mein hui uska result ab dikhne laga hai.
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan along with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal AP Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi today called on President Draupadi Murmu to brief her on Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the President praised the valour and dedication of the armed forces, acknowledging their role in making India's response to terrorism a remarkable success. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan along with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Air Marshal AP Singh shared insights from the highest levels of leadership within the Indian Armed Forces on the successful execution of Operation Sindoor. The discussion highlighted the synergy among the tri-services achieved through well-defined strategic guidance and the effective implementation of modern multi-domain operations. The operation demonstrated a remarkable level of jointness and integration, which was further explored in deliberations with veterans and strategic think tanks. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai today took oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice B.R. Gawai succeeded Justice Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony among others.
मैं भूषण रामकृष्ण गवई जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूं सत्य निष्ठा से प्रतिज्ञान करता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण्य रखूंगा
In Vietnam, a large number of devotees are paying their respects to the holy Buddhist relics at the prominent Khon Su Pagoda Temple in the capital city of Hanoi. The sacred relics of Lord Buddha have been sent from Sarnath in India and were enshrined in the Buddhist temple yesterday with ceremonial ritual and prayers conducted by monks from India and Vietnam. The relics will be displayed in the temple till Friday. On the last day of the Khelo India Youth Games, athletes delivered their best performances in artistic gymnastics at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In the men's floor final, Harshit D from Uttar Pradesh won the gold medal, while Minhaj Esad from Kerala secured the silver. Tulin Tiwari claimed the bronze medal in the event. In the women's vaulting table final, Nishika Agarwal from Telangana took home the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.